At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. Yeah, Follow the Money. We're live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch and Paul here on a busy Wednesday. Coming up on today's three-hour extravaganza, Dennis Bernstein in 90 minutes, Game 4, NHL Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight. He nailed Game 3 on this network on Monday. We'll see what he likes at that time. In 2 hours, Jay Billis on the NBA draft tomorrow night. And Jeff Seeley, our buddy, has been red hot betting golf. He normally comes on an hour from now on Wednesdays. He's a busy man. He's going to be on in 15 minutes coming off the U.S. Open pick and bet of Matthew Fitzpatrick to take that down and win at 31-1 or better last week. Paul, to begin today, a lot to get into. Let's start with what took place late last night in case anybody missed it. And I don't know, do people miss stuff anymore with phones and you wake up and you check and your bets and your fantasy and all this stuff? I don't know. But in case you did miss it, Shohei Ohtani went deep, not once but twice last night. He had 2 home runs. He had 8 RBIs, and yet his team lost the game. I guess he's not that valuable. Otherwise, he would have came into the 11th and they would have shut him down pitching, right? Go out there and throw us a beauty there and get 3 outs. But he didn't do that. He's 5-1 this morning to win the MVP at Bet Rivers. But an awesome, when you look at his numbers now overall, the hitting, he's having another really good year in the box. And his pitching's, you know, last 2 starts, he's probable for today, right? He was named, or he was going to be the starting pitcher. We'll see how they operate with this after last night. But Ohtani, after last night, now his performance, I think that number's probably going to come down across the country today.
Well, he's the only guy to ever do this. Like Matt said Monday, he can throw 100 miles an hour and throw one past Devers and then go deep in the same game. The troubling thing is they lose again and to the Royals. So they're $2 favorite and they get beat. So looks like they're going to miss the playoffs. I don't have confidence in them that they're going to miss the playoffs. But if he continues to do this, that he can go back-to-back MVP. I mean, Judge has been Superman, but he'd go 2 home runs and 8 RBIs and bring your team back down 6-1. Incredible. Great performance. But after what? How are they this bad?
I don't know.
Especially after what the run Trout was on, too.
The bullpen again.
Oh, yeah.
Did it again last night. That's why I'm joking around. He couldn't come out in the 11th and pitch there for him. So if he, again, he's listed today, at least he was, you know, before the game last night to go. If he goes out there today and goes seven strong, strikes out 9, 10 guys, allows maybe a runner or two, few hits, that's it. What are we talking about on Thursday and Friday for the American League MVP then? He's right there again with Judge is going to be my
I don't know.
Prediction?
That's a tough call because Judge is continues to go on a tear on pace for 60 home runs. So that's going to be difficult to assess about how much it's going to move. Yeah. But that's what happens if he has a bad start.
No,
I don't
course,
know. I don't think, yeah. But I don't know if six innings, two runs is going to move the needle. But two home runs, eight RBIs.
That will.
Or, yes, absolutely.
That does the trick, no doubt. Again, Judge missed the game last night. He was a day off. He did come in to pinch hit. In the National League, now how about this with Goldschmidt, the shortest shot on the board. He had the night off last night. This is after he DH'd on Monday. He's got a tight back. You know about Machado. Betts banged up. So here's Alonso now, lingering, still around 6-1. And Harper had the day off, blister, but that was also against a lefty with Perez. So, I don't know, maybe some intrigue here.
Boy, is Perez tough. Great start. Alonso went deep, but there was also 7-0. That's another thing. But I tipped Alonso and bet him when he was 18 and 20-1. I thought he had a chance because the Mets are so good, and they're doing this without their top two pitchers. I still think the Phillies are going to fall out of it, and the bullpen's a joke, and they're going to start losing some games in the third-best team in that division. Machado injury, going to avoid the stint on the IL, see how long. I can't believe the Goldschmidt stuff. I mean, he's as low as plus 150, and how that change. And then the Braves, Acuna goes deep, and the Braves lose a softball game at home against San Francisco. So it's a good race. You can make a case for a lot of guys. As I said yesterday, it's unbettable, but I still would look at Alonso if you're looking at anybody that's still left there.
So would I. If you are not involved yet in the National League MVP, that's the one guy I would take a peek at. And here's what we can't forget about Alonso and Judge again. They are playing in New York. And that can weigh in with the voters. And we've talked about this before in every single sport. When Thibodeau won the Coach of the Year, that could have been a huge reason why. So we go from there to Game 4 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final. And I wanted to point this out. So last night, they announced the NHL awards. The Hart, the Vezina, all of them, right? For some perspective here, we've had legal sports betting in this state and in the city of Las Vegas for a long, long time. Tomorrow night is the NBA draft. Every sports book in town, and I say every, when I say that, I mean like three, because that's it. Only like three books are posting odds to be the first pick overall tomorrow night. They have to take the draft props off the board 24 hours before the event starts. How about this? I was tipped off to this yesterday. Bet Rivers, but only in Ontario. They passed in April. They were offering odds to win the NHL awards yesterday and into the afternoon. They had them available on the app, on the website. This is unbelievable to me.
How would you make a number on that?
Yeah.
I mean, Shesterkin was free money, which I saw 4,000 and higher than that. Who voted for Sorokin? What was that guy doing? The GM. He got 29 of the 32 first place votes. But how would you put up a true number on Matthews? And it goes back to what we said earlier about how many people really know the result. How many people know? How many people knew the results of last night? How many people know who's going to win the Oscar, Grammys, all that stuff? Because New Jersey, you can bet on that some of that stuff. Here, no way. It goes back to draft stuff, too, about who has information. And who really knows what Orlando's doing tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Do they even know? But that's a good discussion about. And then what can you get down for? Apparently, one guy was allowed to bet to win a dime on Makar, who was even money and closed, I think, 180. Okay.
So Matthews was when I checked out the website. Let me see this because I was very intrigued by this. So Matthews was listed at minus 670 to win the Hart last night, and Shesterkin was minus 10,000. But when you looked at the Norris best defenseman, actually, Makar was even money. He got bumped. The last time I checked, it was minus 183. And then they took it off the board. And so he only had three awards to bet on. So I don't know what happened there. But I just thought that was really, they've been up since April and they're allowed to take bets on the awards the day of leading into the event. And here in Las Vegas, not 24 hours in advance. It's wild, man, some of this stuff.
Well, the bad beat, what happened in Canada, too, with all the people who have probably had Matthews going in.
Oh, that was, that hurt last night.
When everything was voided, yes.
Yep.
Yes. That stunk.
Yep.
But that is right. We're behind the times, no doubt about it.
Do you think we get a replay, kind of what we saw? Maybe not necessarily the outcome, but in terms of goals again tonight, first period, Because, again, Tampa Bay is going to have to put nets on goal.
Put pucks on the
put
net.
Put pucks on the net. I'm
surprised they haven't adjusted it. Oh, it's the highest scoring Stanley Cup final since 1982 in the first three games. And they still see 1.5 over 130 in the first period. Mm-hmm. They still sit there at a 6. They continue to get sharp action on the under in all three games, and you've been carried out. Dennis Bernstein will talk about this in an hour, that they didn't come out and say, well, Kemper's our guy in game 4. They didn't say, get the hell out of here. So what will they do? You know, I know what Sean McDonough said yesterday. It's not like Francouz is a sieve. I know. I mean, he's 6-0 in the playoffs with a 2-8 goals against, and he has a shutout. So I would have no problem making a goalie change. I don't think it's a panic move. I think it's more of what Kemper not getting it done. He was horrible in game 3. You can't give up soft goals like that and put your team behind the 8-ball. He didn't play well in game 1. They just didn't have any shots in game 2, and it was total domination. And the last change has been very important in the series for the home team. Mm-hmm. I would make a goalie change. But I know he didn't play a lot in the regular season, but the fact that the guy is 6-0 and has seen some and was great in the conference finals against Edmonton, I would make the change. And I don't care who you are, professional athletes, this guy has got to be struggling from a confidence standpoint, the soft goals that Kemper has allowed. But as far as the goals, I think they will continue. Mm-hmm. That goal in the first 10 is 3-0, first period over is 3-0, and the game over is 3-0 so far. And the other thing has been the power play. That's another key to this game tonight. Moving forward, will Colorado still have success, and will Tampa put them on the power play? Because they've been deadly the entire season, the entire playoffs, and they've been great so far in the series on the power play.
Yeah, two things on that. I thought in game 3, the goal in the first 10 was short. That was right around minus 135 that I got. And game 3, it was over 1.5 goals, minus 120 at some spots here in Vegas. And so tonight, like you said, Bet Rivers right now over a goal and a half is minus 129, the official number there to go over. And that's what I'm going to bet again today. Yep. I think we're going to get 2 goals at least in the first period tonight.
Would have been 3-0 first 5 if the game goal wasn't overturned in the last one. First 5 is plus 185 at Bet Rivers. First 10 is minus 155. Will Tampa Bay score in the first period? 160 at Bet Rivers. And both teams to score in the first is plus 165.
That's actually maybe not a bad look tonight.
I thought they'd adjust the total. I'm surprised.
But
I guess that they're just going to get people are going to say you get professional money. So say, okay, some of these have to be go under, or at least you get an under here. And one of these games figures to be 3-2 or something, but it hasn't happened. The other thing is.
Well, here's how they adjusted, by the way. Yep. They did adjust the juice.
What, 10 cents?
It was 20 cents now.
Okay.
Because the over was plus 105 at bare minimum the last game. Now we're looking at minus 115.
The thing I can't get past is Tampa's run here at home. 14-1, last 15 at home in the playoffs, and 8-1 this year. So that's another thing to consider, too. They've been dangerous and deadly at home. But if Colorado wins this, they pretty much know what's at stake here. They're not going to blow a 3-1 lead. I mean, they're going back home to Denver. I think they'd close it out in 5. So they did not play well in game 3. But the other thing is the injuries. No Kadri, no Burkovsky again. Doesn't look like Point's going to play. They might have Kucherov, though. And that was it looked like he was questionable, but now Cooper's saying he thinks Kucherov will play, but it looks like Point is doubtful. So key injuries here again.
I will tell you this: I had somebody who I respect, good NHL person, text me yesterday and said Tampa Bay's not winning another game.
Really?
Yeah, told me it's over in 5.
Okay. Reason?
No, that was it. Short text. That was it. So, for what it's worth, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we will discuss the Travelers Championship with Indy Jeff Seeley. He nailed Matt Fitzpatrick last week on our show. Find out who he is on this week next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for the latest odds, promotions, and boosts throughout the NHL Finals. Every game, log on to the online sportsbook and place three $10 same-game parlays to receive a free $10 bet. Claim your free bet tonight for Game 4. Bet Rivers Online Book. Terms and conditions apply. See the site for details. Jeff Seeley joins us now at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, the Cutmaker Podcast as well at Cutmaker Pod, CutmakerPod.com. He had Munoz 85-1, first round leader. He had Pereira 80-1, lost on 18. Varner 50-1. He was tied with 9 holes left. And Cash Fitzpatrick on Sunday, U.S. Open 31-1. So he's been hot, looks to stay hot here as we talk golf. How about your boy Koepka leaving now, huh?
Oh, guys, Jesus. I mean, it was the lock of the decade. It was bound to happen. And, you know, I saw when Chase Koepka went to the Live, I was like, you know, this isn't an accident, right? This is kind of a precursor to what's going to happen. Chase and DJ, it was bound to happen. But sounds like they gave him 150 million reasons. So I don't think anybody can blame him. Now, did he handle it a little awkwardly? Sure. But he's just doing what almost anyone else would do in that situation, I think.
Well, the other thing is, there's no way they can make money on this, as they're giving all these guys hundreds of millions of dollars. The other thing is, Norman says they're independent contractors, how this could play out in the long term. And also, what happens if the Saudis say, ah, that's it. Well, a couple of years in, we gave it a run but couldn't make a dent, and we're going to pull the plug.
Well, that's just it. You got to wonder in these terms of like DJ's deal and Kempka's deal and even, you know, a Pat Perez deal for $10 million, whatever, like, what are the terms of these deals? I mean, if it's $150 million over 10 years, like an A-Rod deal or something, I mean, there's no way. Either one of two things happens. Either the LIV Tour is the preeminent tour in golf in 10 years, or it doesn't exist. I don't see there really being anything in between. And so let's just say over 18 months, they're like, yeah, you know what? This doesn't work out the way we planned. We're going to bag this thing. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know you. We owe you $135 million, but sorry, sue us. I mean, they really have no recourse. I think that's the interesting part. So if I'm these guys that are leaving, and even, you know, for some of these huge deals, I'd want a huge portion of that, maybe half up front. And then, you know, from there, it's you know, you're hoping for the upside. But, I mean, hell, if you're Kepka, even if you got half up front, of course you'd do it. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Okay, so on to the Travelers. Tell us a little bit about the course here. It's extremely short, in fact, in the 6,800-yard range. So tell us about that and the number one guy in your model or that you like, maybe the shortest shot this week, Jeff.
Yeah, guys. So we're at TPC River Highlands. You're right. It's a very short 6,800-yard par 70 Pete Dye design. But interestingly enough, it's not super easy. It plays about field average, and we've seen a lot of different guys win here. So it's not like it's just bombers or short hitters or anything. We've seen Harris English won. You guys remember last year that crazy, what was like a 9-hole playoff between when Hickok and Harris English?
Yes.
Harris English finally won. I mean, that was insane. So fun tournament. Honestly, it's short odds. I like Patrick Cantlay this week. He's been rounding back into form, and he's my favorite of the studs. Obviously, he's the best golfer on Pete Dye designs, really, period. His form is good with two top fives in his last four events and finished 14th place at the U.S. Open. So his finishes here have been 13th, 11th, 15th, and 15th. So got decent course history here. My favorite of the studs is definitely Patrick Cantlay.
Tell us why. Why do you like Cantlay 16 to 18 to 1 range?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the reason. I mean, I think really he's a great Pete Dye course player, and you know, he's in good form. So course history, form, and plays well on Dye courses. Cantlay is the guy.
Okay, how about mid-tier?
Yeah, so I would start with Keegan Bradley. He had things looking like they were going his right way in the U.S. Open and ended up finishing seventh. Bradley's got three top tens in his last five events. Couple that with two top tens in his last five trips here, and got a great combination of strong recent form and solid course history. So Keegan grades out eighth in the field and on Dye courses in general. I think plus 5,500 top five is interesting, as well as plus 250 top 10. And then I bet him at 35-1 outright as well. I like Davis Riley at 48-1. He's been on a tremendous heater, obviously. Made the cut and finished 31st in what we know was a tough U.S. Open last week after four top 10s in his last seven events. So this week will be far easier on Davis than last week. And anything over 40-1, I think Davis Riley's a good value. And lastly, probably my favorite pick of the week is Brian Harman, 50-1. I played Brian Harman, top 10, top 20 as well. I just look at the boxes. Does he have good form? Check. He's made four of his last five cuts, including a top 20 and a top 10. Does he have course form? Check. Three top 10s in his last four trips here. Is he a good Pete Dye player? Check. Grades at number two in this field on Pete Dye courses. So, and what should be a wedge in putt fest? I like Harman this week on a course that he knows and really likes.
Okay, so I want to expand on that for a second here. So when you say that it's your favorite pick of the week, I'm guessing that means that you like top 10, top 20 even more than him to win outright. So you're going to obviously be betting those stronger. But what number would you pass on? So because this happens every single week. Well, I got this number for top 10, this number for top 20. What number would you pay? What's too short to bet on a guy like Harman?
That's a great question. Honestly, Mitch, on you know, a top 20 guy like Harman, I think, you know, two to one is a good price.
Okay.
I mean, he grades out so well. And I think, you know, a top 10, you're looking for 5-1 or better. And that's kind of when you're looking at guys that are in that 30, 40, 50 range, I'm usually looking to, you know, really get two and a half times my money on a top 20 and then 5X or better on a top 10. And certainly I'm making a larger bet on the top 20 than I am on the top 10. I think Brian Harman top 20 will certainly be my biggest bet of the week.
Okay.
I like that a lot. I think he checks so many boxes. It makes so much sense. The only one thing that could be a downside here is coming off the U.S. Open, right, where You know, he played decently, and he might be a little tired after that. He's no spring chicken anymore. But all things considered, I think he makes for a tremendous play. And so, I'm going to have a little bit on him to the outright, but definitely a ton top 20.
Okay, your one bomber this week is who?
It's Brendan Steele and a guy, just like we talked about. I played this guy 2-1 top 20. I played him 5-1 top 10. And Brendan Steele's a really easy bomb this week. He's 65-1. But he's probably not going to win. I'm going to make a small piece of money bet on him to win. But he's had three top tens in his last four events, which is a crazy heater for Brendan Steele. He's finished sixth here 2 years ago. And honestly, my models, I made a really, really simple model this week. But as simple as it is, Brendan Steele graded out number one. So if you want to be more conservative and take the approach like we just mentioned, I think looking top 20 and top 10, if your two bets you make this week are Brendan Steele at 2-1 and Brian Harmon at 2-1, a top 20, I think you are going to be happy at the end of Sunday night.
Any matchups or anything?
You know, I don't love a ton of the matchups market so far. I'm going to look a little more this afternoon, and I may send some out in the Telegram channel here later this afternoon. So I haven't done a ton of the matchups yet, but I can tell you right now, I will probably blindly play Brian Harmon and both Brian Harmon and Brendan Steele in matchups. So,
okay.
Especially if I can get them a plus money, I love those guys in pretty much any scenario. I'm not going to lay big odds with them, but if I'm getting them close to even money or plus money, I'll definitely be playing both those guys in matchups as well.
Thank you. Good job. Keep it going.
All right, fellas. Take care.
CutmakerPod.com at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. Munoz, 85-1, first round leader, cashed. Pereira, 80-1, blew it on 18. Varner, 50-1, had the lead with nine holes left. Winner last week, Sunday, 31-1. Jeff Sherman also likes Cantlay, too, for top pick at the Travelers.
Okay.
He also had Fitzpatrick.
Yep. And nailed that one last week. I will tell you this, because our buddy Matt Eumanns, who did the show with you on Monday here, comes on every week, does a show on his own, along with JVT in the afternoons here on VSiN. He's been betting Will Zalatoris, like, every single event.
Yep.
And, like, he's going to pop one of these, the way it feels, you know, and it's been had that kind of feeling to it for a long time now. I sent Matt a text probably like 5 minutes after the open on Sunday. I'm like, what do you do with this guy? And he sent me like four, Matt's not a big texter. He sent me like four texts in a row. And he was going scorched earth. Like it sucks to have him every single week. And he's like either in a playoff and he loses or he has that putt to force a playoff and he misses it by like that much. But so then what's Matt going to do? Do you lay off a guy that you've been betting for 2 years who gets that close every week?
No, he'll win. Yeah, jump off the Hoover Dam if he wins.
Of course. Then if you don't bet him to win a British, for example,
yeah,
the guy's been just absolute nails in these majors, and you don't bet him, and he wins that thing, he's going to be sick as a dog.
That was fun. That was a great tournament.
Oh, man, that leaderboard.
Too bad we couldn't get tough conditions like Saturday. It was still a tough tournament, but, I mean, Saturday, eight different guys had the lead, and how 8 and 12 gave people problems and all the double bogeys. Oh, it was great.
It was awesome.
And then the roller coaster for Scheffler, 6-under, 1-under, back up to 5-under, has the lead, falls back down. Oh, he might win. Oh.
You know how many guys you can make the case for? Like, if they didn't, like Morikawa, if he played well on Saturday, or just average, right, he wins the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can probably go down the list and say that about, I don't know, 5, 8, 10 guys.
Rory missed a lot of putts Sunday. Yes, he was right there.
Yep. How about Xander?
Could have been.
What he was like, I believe, on Saturday. Yep. Where he just completely lost his marbles.
Yeah, I think you have to stop betting him.
That's
I think he's in Kepka territory, too. It's tough. He blew up.
All right, Fire and Ice is up next. We'll look at streaky teams and players and tie in their future odds. He has some stiff competition. That's all I'm saying.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
In the sports betting realm, everyone is looking for an edge.
You might not have my name. You have my blood.
It doesn't matter if you are up or down.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Success is not measured by effort, only by results.
And I will take what is mine with fire and blood.
Who you back and when you do it is crucial.
Everyone who isn't us is an enemy.
Knowledge is your greatest asset.
If you know nothing, don't know.
Mitch Moss and Polly Howard are here to guide you on your quest.
Winter is coming.
This is Fire and Ice.
Hey, plus.
All right.
Why is he Jon Snow? Why is he Jon Snow?
I'll be Jamie Lannister.
Oh, man.
I hated Jon Snow.
Yeah.
I hated his character.
You see they're going to do a spinoff with him?
No, thank you. I wanted him to die at the end of season 5.
No. Don't spoil it.
Okay. All right. Yes. Boy, the Jamie Lannister thing was awesome at the very end.
Well, how old Snow's going to be? How old is that kid now? I mean, they're going to do a spinoff. It's not even. It's in the works by the time they shoot and finish the damn thing.
Right.
I'm looking forward to Dragons, though, in August.
That should be good.
Yes, right. Okay, competition for judge in the MVP race. Fire. You got Trout last 14 days. 286, 7 home runs, 13 RBIs, 10 runs. He's 5-1 plus 550 MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Buxton. No one's talking about this guy. He was 100-1 last week, but he continues to hit home runs. Bad loss by the Twins. 5-3 in the eighth. They blew it. Buxton, 268, 11 hits, 7 home runs, 10 RBIs, 10 runs going back. And Vlad, 327, 17 hits, 4 home runs, 11 RBIs. And then you have Devers in the mix as well. The run they've been on the last 10 to 14 days.
He's having a great year.
Yeah.
And by the way, Otani's not even on the list right now. After 2 home runs and 8 RBIs last night against slated to go today, I would say, look, there you go. He gets his own graphic. The last 14 days on the mound, look at that ERA, Paulie. 0.69 with 2 wins, 12 Ks in 13 innings, and a 340 batting. How do you ignore that?
What does he have to do pitching-wise? Let's pencil him in for 33 home runs and 95 RBIs.
And, like, what, 18 stolen bases?
Okay, what does he have to do on the mound, then?
If I told you that he is 11-7 with a 3.4 ERA and, like, 150 strikeouts.
All right. That's ahead of Trout. Then what happens to Judge? That's my opinion. The other thing is throw out win-loss record for a pitcher and throw out batting average.
And I'll give you one cares. Yeah. I'll give you one other guy that wasn't on the list. Alvarez did it again last night.
Yes.
For the Astros.
Yes.
And I would not laugh at that. All we're saying is this. Again, Judge does have some competition here. Like, he's around, what's the number? Even money in some spots to win the MVP. In fact, that is his number this morning right now at Bet Rivers. It's his award 3 months into the season. But, yeah, well, to win the home run title, he's minus 145 at a spot, by the way, and he has 25 on the year. Don't look now. He's only 4 ahead of Trout. And a bunch of guys are behind him. If he goes on a cold streak, if something happens here, a lot of guys can surpass him. And I think so many – look, maybe this is like – you can say this. In any other year – well, we said it last year with Vlad. In any other year, he's going to win the MVP. Maybe that's going to be the whole narrative – on the aforementioned players here because Judge is so good this year.
Plus 150 at another spot to lead home runs. On fire, the Yankees, 50-18 overall record. They've won 17 of 20. World Series odds plus 450. Also have that great prop at William Hill. Will Judge win the MVP? And will the Yankees win the World Series? To win the American League, let's get 2-1 now. Wow, that's low. The Judge is 7-1 coupled with the Yankees. And 1,100 to win the East. Amazing loss by the Blue Jays last night. Jesus, we'll get to that in a second. So they got beat. Nestor again, though. Nestor didn't have much again.
No, he did not.
You know, Judge didn't play, but they lost 5-4. He didn't give them much of a shot.
And look at Rizzo now. Last 2 weeks, 5 home runs. He has a bunch on the year. That whole lineup. Now they missing some guys here recently. But the bullpen is just absolutely outstanding. That and a couple, so Nasty Nestor didn't have it last night. It's been a couple times here lately. But overall, for the 3 months of the season, the guy's been awesome.
It's the whole staff with an ERA under 3. I mean, this hasn't been done. If they do this, it hasn't been accomplished since 1981. The Astros did it.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I would say this. I would not play the World Series odds right now at plus 450. Because, again, we're not even in July yet. So on a bet like this, you have to go all the way until basically the end of, October, beginning of November with the dates there to cash out on a ticket like that. And like plus 450, you're going to have to roll it over anyway in the playoffs. That's I wouldn't do that. I would not be betting 450 right now.
Concur. Yep. Ice. Dodgers. Got it done again yesterday. Gonsolin. All right. Got the win. Gave up two runs. Covered the run line again. They're 5-0 against the Reds this year. They've lost 11-19. You see the World Series odds almost 5-1 to win the NL plus 245. NL West odds down to 190 now.
When do you want to hop in on that?
Yeah. Bet? Yes. Yes. I think they're going to get hot here. I think now's the time. Padres playing good ball, though, too. But Mookie Scuffling, been hurt the last 15 days. Mm-hmm. 2-for-30. Muncy in a 5-for-30 stretch. Turner busted out of it last night. Bellinger, 9-of-44. So, I know Humans talked about it Monday. That, I mean, you lose 2 out of 3 at home to Cleveland. You're 1-5 against Pittsburgh. Get swept at home by Pittsburgh. But I think it's just a matter of time before we... They're going to win 100 games. I'm confident they're going to win 100 games.
Oh, you think that many?
Yes.
Okay. And their win total right now is, what, 95, 96?
In that range. Updated, like that? Yes. Okay. Yes.
At some point, I think it's going to be a good move to get in on the Dodgers to win the National League West. I don't know if $1.90 does it for me at this point. I'm not involved at all with any team in that division. If it comes down to, if I can find like maybe $1.50, hell, even money for sure, I would bet the Dodgers then. But like $1.50 range, I might consider it.
You might not get that low again. I mean, this might be the best you're going to do. Remember, because the Padres were playing good ball, but then had that tough series in Colorado and now facing Arizona. So maybe the Dodgers just take off and you won't see that price again. That's certainly possible.
So look at that. The money line profit the last 10 games, it's been that bad for Urias. I did not recognize that. I did not know that you're down $1,152 betting him last 10 games. On the mound. And the whole thought again, like Gonsolin went 5 innings last night. His pitch count was high.
Yep.
But he got the win. So he moves to 9-0. And again, Anderson and Gonsolin combined are 17-0 now. And you figure, you know, the Buehler injury, he'll come back at some point. Kershaw off to a great start, then hurt. But with this guy too, Urias, to turn it around, like he's a potential like ace on that club.
Adon, 1-13. The Nats are 1-13 in its starts this year. Oh,
do they continue to put him out there every 5 days?
How can he? You can't do that. Send him back down and then just stay down for a while. I mean, that you can't keep putting a guy out there. You're 1-13.
At some point,
he's getting roughed up. I mean, he's personally, he's what, 1-11? 1-12, whatever he is? I mean, how are you that bad?
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's a tough year for the team, but you think it goes back to that thing with the Cubs and Anthony Young. Well, he's got good stuff. We can't win a game.
Sure.
He's like 0-20. Mm-hmm. At some point, you got to profit the last 10 games. Ice, Rays down almost 8 units. I got to tell you, I don't know if they make the playoffs. I can't believe I'm saying that. Well, I respect this organization, but the Blue Jays down 7 units. Seattle down 540. They won yesterday, though. A's are 8-26 at home.
Yeah, that's the talking point there, is that they lost 8-2 last night. Oakland did. The worst team in baseball. They do have Blackburn going today. He is the probable pitcher. He's plus money at home. I told you last time I couldn't bet Blackburn at plus money, and he won anyway. The team did. Dive back in today with him. Not so sure yet, but they are just a total wreck overall, and then at home, too, on top of it.
Rough run last 30 days for pitchers. Giolito goes today. ERA of 7. Bassett pitched well the last time out, but ERA of almost 6. Lauer goes today. ERA of almost 6, going back the last 30 days. And Morton goes today. Can we get back to... He's been awful the whole year, but pitched well against the Cubs, and they got beat 1-0 on Friday. He goes against the Giants. ERA of 5 and change, going back the last 30 days.
Yep.
Snell on the list as well.
And one observation, because that story came out yesterday that every team is going to have to muddy up the ball the same now, moving forward. That came out in case you missed it. They have to muddy it up again, so there's going to be a better grip for the starting pitchers. Now, we had a lot of runs scored in certain games yesterday, but I'm watching that Blue Jays game last night. That's 2-0 late in the game, and it flew over. Guerrero got a hold of one when they trailed 2-0 or 2-1. I thought that was going to be a 450-foot home run. It died at the track. Never had a chance to go over. And then Kirk hit one out after that, and I'm like, okay, well, that seemed normal.
Yep.
But as soon as Guerrero unloaded on that, I'm like, oh, my God, see you later to that one. No? No home run?
Yep.
Wow.
We'll get to that game coming up next. Win-lose, a huge jackpot that hit in Las Vegas that you won't believe. I've only seen this once in my life before, and you won't believe what Colin Morikawa said. Straight ahead on VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
I love it. Eclectic mix as always. Giants plus 155. They beat the Braves in a slugfest 12-10. Royals plus 155. And this is what Matt Vasgersian was talking about. I saw Acuna as low as 2-1 to hit a home run. This stuff's unbettable. 2-1, it's hard to do.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
He was 2-1 to go deep.
Yeah, I'm not
betting
that.
It's not Babe Ruth. I mean, come on. Ohtani to go deep, plus 270. Two home runs, 8 RBIs in the loss. The Guardians rally to beat the Twins. They were plus 145, and the Rays were plus 145. Shesterkin to win the Vezina, 20-1 in October. There was a $1,000 bet on him at Caesars to win that award in October. Wow. That guy, that better saw something. Good for him. And John Wall opted in to his deal with the Rockets player option, $47 million.
Oh, he opted in for that.
Surprise. Shocker. Right. And they might try to work out in a buyout or try to trade him if they can't move him as well. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. I've only seen it once before yesterday. It's on YouTube, but it happened at the Red Rock in the suburbs. This is double super times. Now, if you get Delta Royale with cheese, it's supposed to lock up and spin twice. It's a dollar denomination. It's a $7 bet. Delta Royale locks up, spins 10 times. Does it again, locks up, spins 10 times. So that is a Royale 20 times, $80,000.
So when it spins that many times, what's the end game of the spin? That's your bonus?
It could go from 2 to 10.
That's the, okay.
And it could go, you could get it twice. But this is unbelievable.
Hence the 20 times there.
Yep. 10. Spins twice. 10 and 10. 10's the highest you can get, but you can get it twice. There's super times and there's double super times.
I've never played this game
before. This is double super times. Delta Royale. That's what's supposed to happen if it happens on this game and it's Delta Royale. $80,000 on a $7 bet. Only the second time I've seen that. Unbelievable. This is at Sunset in Henderson. This is a tough game to find. James Woods, the actor, hit it at the World Series of Poker. He was playing at Bally's. Same thing here. Deuces and the kicker, $10,000. They get that kicker with the ace. He was dealt that, but this particular player gets dealt two deuces, and it comes deuce, ace, and deuce. I don't know what this, I've never seen this before, but this is talent. This takes extraordinary composure, calm, cool, and collected. Soccer on motorcycles. I mean, these guys, how they're able to do this. Look at Neymar there. Look at, he's got it the whole time. He's hauling ass, too. Beautiful pass. Puts it in, gives it to his buddy. He drives around. They set a pick for him. Comes in. Goal! No problem. I mean, where can we bet on this is right? Soccer on motorcycle.
This is like the foot-eye coordination, the dexterity level off the charts.
Yeah.
Look at the zig there at the very end. That's like the Euro step in basketball.
Yeah.
Boy, you are talented to be able to play this sport.
Mm-hmm.
Stops on a dime, the beautiful assist. Look at that move. Gets by the defender.
Yeah. Now, what's more impressive, this or lose some? Look at this intersection. Yeah. Jesus.
I've seen this before. Not this video, but over in parts of the world where this is how they drive.
It's every man for himself. I mean, look at this. They go, oh, I'm taking the left. Oh, sir, on multiple accidents every 5 minutes. Look at that. Where's your blinker? Put it on. Drives you nuts. No blinker guy. Special place in hell for no blinker guy, but this is a whole nother level. Oh, my God. What a madhouse.
It's total debauchery.
Yeah. When I refused to drive, I couldn't drive. You want to drive in Manhattan? No chance.
No, I don't.
LA is just frustrating because it's bumper to bumper no matter where you go.
In big cities that I've never been to before.
Yeah.
I prefer to like have something else happen.
All right. Well, it's a different breed, different type of people in Florida. I mean, look at this guy. The Gator's coming after him. He's got the skillet. I'll tell you, it worked, though.
I got him.
You ripped the guy, hits him on the nose a couple times, and he ran off.
Where's my frying pan?
He shook him. He was shook.
Why does he have a frying pan in the woods? Is this what it is like? You go for a walk, you got to take a frying pan?
Or is it his backyard? Might be his backyard, too. Yeah, right. Get out of here. It worked. Good for him. And we'll get to, look at this. More on this coming up. Because there were rumors about Morikawa leaving for LIV.
Right.
To state for the record, you're all absolutely wrong. I've said it since February. I'm here to stay on the tour. Nothing's changed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some cereal to pour in my milk. What a lunatic. That's a crazy person. Who does that?
Are you saying who puts the milk in the bowl first, then pours the cereal? I've never heard of this in my entire life.
Right. That's what he does. He's proud of
it. That was my only takeaway from his tweet.
He says we're crazy.
You put
the cereal in and you come on with getting how much milk to put in.
You're certifiable for admitting this.
Absolutely. That's great. That's kooky talk.
I had to read that line like 3 times. I didn't even care about the other stuff. I'm like, wait, what?
I've got some cereal to pour in my milk. That's how he sees it. Couple bad beats, a moose in Chicago. The total in the White Sox game was 9, and the Blue Jays led 4-2 in the bottom of the 9th, 2 outs, nobody on, 7-6 Chicago in extras. And the Las Vegas Aces led the Chicago Sky by 28. They lost the game. Come on, Becky. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus with code 250MATCH. Learn more, BetRivers.com. For breakfast, I like cheesecake, bagels, and graham crackers. I just, I never was really much. Growing up, though, I was a big cereal kid, but you don't want to know the list. I mean, Cocoa Pebbles, Cookie Crisp, Cocoa Puffs.
I went back and forth on Cookie Crisp, too. I didn't like it.
Lucky Charms, not bad.
All good.
I actually find the imitation Lucky Charms to be better than the actual Lucky Charms.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. They just taste better to me.
Okay.
And they give you a better, they give you more of the treats. What do you, the charms.
The marshmallows?
Yeah, and all that good.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's too much of the actual cereal in Lucky Charms for me. Right? The combination
right.
there?
I would agree.
Okay.
But the cocoa, I mean, my family, like, you got to stop with this. I'd eat like half a box a day with the Cocoa Pebbles.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
So, I was until I hit like 30 years old, and I'm like, because literally every time I would go grocery shopping, I'm getting two or three boxes of cereal.
Oh, I forgot about Captain Crunch.
I put together a list here.
Yeah,
by the way, this is like, it's not necessarily in order. I just came up with like the 10 that I've liked the most. And again, I haven't had like true cereal like this in probably a decade. Honorable mention, Boo Berry has to be on the list. Did you ever have that growing up as a kid?
No.
It's like the Count Chocula, but it's Boo Berry, and it's like kind
Count
of
Chocula,
it's
yeah.
purple and bluish kind of colored with marshmallows. So as a kid, you kind of like the look of it, the taste, very sugary. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is absolutely on the list. I'm not the number one fan of that cereal, but I know plenty of people who say, stop the list. That's number one with a bullet. No need even to go any further.
Yeah.
Honey Smacks?
Never heard of it. Don't recall.
Honey, isn't that with like the, what's the character on the box? Isn't it like a frog?
Oh, is it?
Honey Smacks.
That's Honey
You've definitely seen Honey Smacks before. Now, here's the thing. When I was younger, I could go without Honey Smacks for a year. But you put a bowl of that in front of me, and it's like I fell off the wagon. It's like, three bowls.
What was Reese's Puffs?
Oh, my God. You got to go find those.
Mm.
Those are, they're Cocoa Puffs, but they're Reese's like peanut butter.
Oh, God.
Absolutely devastating. I did like that. The honeycomb was very good. Now, again, like Cocoa Pebbles, I could argue, should be actually higher. But I have Fruity number one. And I can't touch any other cereal but Fruity Pebbles at number one. Like, that's the list for me. That's number one overall. Captain Crunch, but with the berries. You remember how that stuff would get caked on your teeth?
Yeah.
You could brush your teeth like four times. Like, I can't get it.
Man, tough scene.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a kid. You don't care. What was Mikey? He likes it. Mikey.
Well, life.
Mikey?
Okay. Yeah, I passed on that one.
Yeah.
Did you ever have Corn Puffs? The yellowish?
I can't recall now. It's been so long.
Very good. The texture I thought was perfect. They were airy. They were soft.
Okay.
The combination of that with the milk, beautiful. I got Cocoa Puffs number three.
Yeah.
Huge fan. The beauty of the Cocoa Puffs or the Cocoa Pebbles is the milk turns into chocolate milk when you're done.
Yeah.
So you drink it. It's like an extra treat.
Right.
Golden Grahams are on the list. And again, number one to me is Fruity Pebbles. That's the only one I'm dead set on. I have to have that number one, and then everything else is a conversation.
Good list. All right. Thorough. Very good. Excellent.
I would seriously, if I had to eat cereal today, and I haven't had it in, again, probably 10, 12, 13 years, I would look like an alcoholic falling off the wagon at a bar.
Oh, you had a whole box of Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, without
question. I put the whole box down.
No doubt.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have stuff all over. The milk would be all over my shirt. It'd be all over the counter.
I almost pulled the trigger the other day. I saw like a box, 2 for $4. There was some special at the grocery store. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
The good old days.
The good old days.
No wonder I was a fat ass.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that'll do it for you.
Yes, it would.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, we'll get into today's Major League Baseball card. It is a loaded schedule. Very good matchups going on. And after getting rocked two starts ago, he came back. He redeemed himself. His last start, the competition goes up today for him. But the hype on this kid is real. The expectations are huge. We'll tell you who it is coming up here on Follow the Money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.